What do you get when a quartet man crosses the road to do a solo project? Is it the departure of Doug Anderson? Hardly. No. Stop the rumors. He's here to dispel all of that and more as we feature his solo project right now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Here we are with Doug Anderson of Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, but during this program, we're really going to focus in on Doug Anderson, the soloist. And is it the first time ever in your career that you've been referred to as the soloist, Doug?
Absolutely. I mean, it's exciting, but it's totally different. A lot of times I'm up on stage and turning around and looking for the guys who are my team, and they're not there. And it's different for me, but man, it's an exciting chapter. And like you said earlier, stop the rumors. I'm not leaving Signature Sound. This is just another aspect of what we do.
So why solo and why now?
Well, about a year and a half ago, Ernie approached me, and we were on a plane to Hungary, actually. And he said, man, we're getting a lot of emails. We're getting a lot of phone calls and things, people asking for you to do a solo project. Would you be interested? And of course, it took me back at first because, you know, I've always been a team guy, always been on teams, played team sports. And but, man, I jumped at the chance. I mean, it was something for me to grow and something for me to do by myself and get my name out there. And Ernie's always been so good to take care of me and so much behind me. And him and Wayne started a new label called Stowtown Records. And they offered me a position as a soloist on that label. So, man, it's different. And, but man, we are having so much fun. It's a great time.
So Ernie sees a meal ticket's what it is.
I think if there's any meal ticket, Ernie's the meal ticket.
How long have you guys been friends?
About 12, 13 years. Back about that long ago, I was singing with a group called Lighthouse, and we opened up for Ernie when he was a soloist, and him and I just hit it off, you know, talking about basketball and all kinds of things like that. So we definitely had an immediate connection. And that night, we got to sing with him. We sang on the second half with him, did some old Cathedral songs, and did He Made a Change, one of the songs that he wrote. And after the concert, he came up to me and said, man, if I ever start a group, I'm going to call you. And I was like, yeah, right. You're Ernie Haas. You're going to call me. And 2 years later, he did. And through that 2 years, we stayed in contact. And I did some things with him. I traveled with him a little bit, you know, ran his product table, whatever he needed to do. I just wanted a shot. And he called me one summer morning and said, I'm doing some background vocals on a Christmas CD. Would you be interested in coming down and doing that? So I jumped at that chance as well and ran down there, and he said, I'm thinking about starting the group. And the rest is history. And here we are 10, 11 years later.
Doug Anderson is releasing a new project that's called Dreamin' Wide Awake. And the first song that you've heard on radio is Jesus Is Holding My Hand. And if you haven't heard it or not sure if you heard it, here's a fresh reminder now. Daniel Britt and Fred.
Today I am walking by smooth flowing streams, resting in pastures so peaceful and green. But what makes this valley so precious to me? Jesus is holding my hand. If tomorrow this valley turns cloudy and dark, with a storm blowing through to the depths of my heart, I won't be afraid though the weight may be hard. Jesus is holding my hand. I can smile in the sunshine, be safe in the rain. There's light on each step of the path. For the one thing I'm sure of, that never will inside these deep valleys, a mountain so high. Fear fills my heart as the tears stain my eyes. I know he's with me, so we start to climb. Jesus is holding my hand. Mountaintop blessings are still up ahead, and soon I will see why the narrow road's best. I am so thankful with each struggling step. Jesus is holding my hand. There's hope in each heartache and joy in the pain. There's light on each step of the path. For the one thing I'm sure of that never will change, Jesus is holding my hand.
Doug Anderson is the guest today on Daniel Britton Friends. New project out solo, by the way, is Dreamin' Wide Awake. And I don't think there's an arrogant bone in Doug's body, but I'm going to put you on the spot and make you say something that may come across maybe in your mind as being arrogant. But I want you to tell me what your most like favorite compliment has been throughout the years of you singing, like either from the person who where it meant the most or just the most over-the-top compliment you've received.
Well, I guess the biggest compliment I get is people say that I'm just myself and I'm real and I'm passionate about what I sing about. Man, I've got everything in the world to be thankful for. I've got a great wife who we've been married. Actually, today we've been married for 13 years. This is our anniversary.
Wow.
So I've got two beautiful little girls. I've had everything pretty much I've ever asked God for. He's blessed me with. So I'm very thankful for that. And people say that I'm just real. I'm the guy next door. And you know what? I'm comfortable with that. And if I can get on stage every night and be exactly who I am and not put a front up, because, I mean, that's not me. So all of my career, I've just tried to be who I was. And it's worked. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I don't have to try to be somebody I'm not. And Ernie and the guys help with that. And they know who I am. They know what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about home. I'm passionate about my faith. And I'm passionate about my family. And it works with this music. And I can't wait to get on stage every night. And hopefully that comes across, which from what I'm hearing, it does.
Today I stood singing songs and saying amen. Singing goodbye to an old friend. He seemed so young when he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow the things he should have done. Made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, go with me the next mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, go with me an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while.
Anderson, the new project is Dreamin' Wide Awake. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Doug, a few minutes ago, said that one thing that's complimentary of his personality and his vocal styles is he's kind of like the guy next door. Well, he literally is the guy next door, and that has led him to a nonprofit organization, an association there in your hometown of giving back through the proceeds of your music sales. Is that right?
Sure. Michelle and I, my wife, we grew up in a small town that's LaPel, Indiana, L-A-P-E-L, LaPel, Indiana. It's about a town of about 2,000 people. We grew up in that town. It's one of those towns where everybody knows your name. And so a lot of those people have been influential to us as we grew up as students at that high school. And so we wanted a way to be able to give back to that community that has given so much to us. So when we started this whole solo ministry, we also started an organization called the MAD 34 Foundation. MAD standing for Michelle and Doug. And then, although it might be cheesy, both of us were athletes in high school, and her number was 4 and my number was 3. So it's MAD 34 Foundation. And then a percentage of everything we do will go back to the music and education departments of our local high school. My wife's a teacher, so we know how important it is for the education of our kids. And then we want our kids to be able to experience the same kind of things that we did when we grew up. So for us to be able to give back is a great opportunity, plus it invests in our children and invests in our community. So we're thrilled to be able to have the chance to do that.
So solving more than one problem, or providing an answer to more than one problem through music, music that is of the gospel, music that helps to encourage and uplift. And that's what Doug Anderson has here on the project Dreamin' Wide Awake on Daniel Britt and Friends.
So many prayers prayed at the foot of the cross. Why did he do it? Speak for my share, sinning for all that it cost. Say it is finished, doesn't he know just who I am? Surely this wasn't his plan. Every beat of his heart pleads forgiveness. Every line of his scars offers grace. So don't waste your time on your doubts and your questions. Sinner, sin, and a Savior saves. How many nails does he have to feel pierce his hands before we believe it? And how many graves does he have to leave and let stand? Before we receive it, this is the part. Faith fills your heart, and you let God be God. Every beat of his heart bleeds for this, and every line of his scars offers grace. So don't waste your time on your doubts and your questions. Sinners, sin, and a Savior. Once was enough. every beat of his heart, and every scar.
Doug Anderson's my guest today on Daniel Britt and Friends. Hey, Doug, you've talked about how you're giving back. You've talked about your time with Signature Sound. Now you've got the solo project. You're not leaving the quartet. We'll say that again. However, what is the secret? You've already been featured by several trade publications, including even a crossover connection with the CCM magazine folks. What do you credit that to? Because, I mean, a lot of guys who are trying to start a career, especially, I think, being solo, is finding it just incredibly tough to try to get anyone to take notice. And here you've got a platform that's kind of set the stage for you already. What do you credit that to?
Well, I definitely credit that to Ernie Haas and, of course, Bill Gaither and the platform that Ernie puts me on every night. Not only am I a part of one of what I think is the greatest quartet ever, but because they're my buddies, but I'm a part of something bigger. I'm a part of something that Ernie puts me on stage. He also features me every night. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of things on the Gaither videos that people have seen. I count that as a major blessing. And without that pedestal and without that platform, you're just another guy trying to go out there and do something on his own. I definitely wouldn't be getting that attention if it wasn't for Ernie Haas and for Wayne Hahn and for Bill Gaither. So when I say I'm blessed, I am extremely blessed. And we're taking this kind of thing one step at a time. They're trying to grow me as a soloist, but also keep the quartet going. And, it's basically the best of both worlds, and that's the way I want to keep it.
If you have a load of trouble, smile it through. It may burst just like a bubble, smile it through. Never mind what folks may say, hide your troubles all away. Don't give up, just watch and pray, so smile it through. Oh, smile it through.
Smile it through.
Yeah, smile it through.
Smile it through.
Oh, whatever the trouble is, smile it through. God can make the wrong thing right. He can change the darkest night. Christ the Lord, He is the light. Smile it through.
Smile it through.
Night is all about you, smile it through. Though your dearest friends may doubt you, smile it through. Well, God is still your faithful friend, one on whom you can depend. He will love you to the end, so smile it through. Oh, smile it through.
Smile it through.
Yeah, smile it through.
Smile it through.
Whatever the trouble is, smile it through.
Smile it through.
God can make the wrong thing right. He can change the darkest night. Christ the Lord, He is the light. So smile it through.
Smile it through.
Are you anxious for tomorrow? Just smile it through. Do not fear their strength to borrow. Smile it through. When tomorrow is today, there may be some other way. Trusting Him will always pay. Smile it through. Well, when the devil tries to harm you, smile it through.
Smile it through.
When his cruel words alarm you, smile
it through.
Well, God will help you in the test. What He sees is always best. Cast your cares on Him and rest. Oh, smile it through.
Smile it through.
Oh, smile it through.
Smile
well, 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 smile it through.
Smile it through.
Whatever the trouble is, just smile
it through.
God can make the wrong thing right. He can change the darkest night. Christ the Lord, He is the light.
Christ the Lord, He is the light.
Oh, Christ the Lord, He is the light. So smile it through.
Smile it through.
Oh, 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 oh.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
Oh, I know it is hard as you walk through the cold and the dark. And you think you've been left on your own. And you hear yourself cry out, God, do you care? Are you even there? He is closer than your next breath, closer than your next step, closer of your heart, closer than the sadness, the fear and the madness, he is with you wherever you are, and there's nothing he wouldn't do to be closer, closer to you.
Project is Dreaming Wide Awake. Typically, when we talk to folks, especially solo artists who put a lot of their heart into these projects, it's like they're babies and they get to pour a lot of themselves into it. And undoubtedly, you've done that. However, the flip side of this question I want to ask you is not so much the excitement of doing this solo project and being able to tell your story the way you want to tell it creatively and lyrically and everything. But what challenges, I guess, did you find in this project, or what kind of anxiety did you have thinking, I'm really stepping out here, there's not a quartet behind me, if this thing really doesn't come together like I think it will in my mind, it's all me, babe. And so it's like, how did you deal with the anxieties, or did you have those?
Well, you know, everybody has insecurities. And when they ask you to do something like that, when Ernie approached me of that, I was scared. Because you want it to be good, and you want the people to like it, and you want... your peers to like it. I mean, you got to just be honest. You want everybody to enjoy what you do. So when you walk in, basically, even starting back to picking the songs, you want to pick the songs that are just right for you and the songs that are going to tell the story that you want to tell. And then it even goes into making the tracks. Do the tracks sound like something that I would do? Are the tracks going to be friendly to my audience? Is it going to run people off? Is it going to say things that I don't want to say? So you are very nervous. I was very nervous even going into the vocals because, you know, once it's on tape, it's on tape. So I took a lot of care and a lot of pride in what we did, and we took our time with it. It took us about a little over a year and a half to get it done. And you know what? My wife will tell you, and even the guys I travel with will tell you, I am very, very critical and particular in the way that I do my music and in life. But when this was done, I was very happy with it. And, you know, I can't say that about, you know, a lot of the things that I've tried, but I'm extremely thrilled with the way this came out. And that makes the anxieties go away because you know you did your best and you're happy with it. And then you just hope people like it. And I think they have, and I'm excited about that as well.
He loves it when I seek him early in my day. I love it that he listens every time I pray. He loves to hear my questions when I read his word. I love it that he answers. He lets me trust him first.
He loves that about me. I love that about him.
I love that he knows me. 'Cause he's been where I've been.
He loves being faithful.
I love being his friend. He loves that about me. I love
that about him.
He holds the world together. He knows my smallest need. Because of his forgiveness, I live and move and breathe. And even though I failed him, are not ignored. I want to just get closer to trust him more and more.
He loves that about me. I love that about him.
I love that he knows me. 'Cause he's been where I've been. I love.
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Doug Anderson's our guest today. His project is Dreamin' Wide Awake, creative title. And by the way, on the date we're having this conversation, not the date you're listening to the program, but the date we're talking here with Doug is his anniversary. So how far is your wife from the telephone? I mean, she can't be too far, right?
Well, actually, she is. As we're speaking today, I am in Sandusky, Ohio. We are at Cedar Point, the amusement park. And this is kind of our family trip. Uh-huh. And so we kind of celebrated our anniversary with doing something with our family. So she's not far away. We've been together for 13 years. We dated all through high school and all through college, of course. And now I have two beautiful kids. So I think that was a gamble that worked pretty well.
You know something, I definitely don't want to slam the other personalities in gospel music, but you guys may be kind of a rare breed in the fact that you guys really are active as a family together. And when I say active, I mean the literal meaning. You guys like to get out and exercise and do a lot of physical activity together, you and your girls, your kids. Tell me about the family and what you guys do during the downtimes.
We are, like you said, we are very involved in sports, very involved in our hometown. My wife is the high school volleyball coach at the high school. And of course, the girls love that. And I was very involved in basketball when we were in school. So they play. They're involved in all the different sports, as well as the music thing. So when we're home, when I'm home, we're busy. I mean, we're going all the time. There's practices. There's rehearsals for piano recitals. There's all kinds of things going on. So when we're home, there's not a downtime. So we enjoy it, and that's kind of the way we do things as a family, and we just keep moving. It's a healthy lifestyle, and that we'd like to try to keep going, and that's just who we are.
If I added up every single weakness and every time I've let somebody down, if I gathered all my faults and failures, I could stack them up to heaven from the ground. With all of my regrets towering over me, standing in your presence, I would see. That's how much I need a Savior to take the guilt that brings me to my knees. That's how much I need a Savior, and what a Savior Jesus is to me.
Savior.
We're talking to Doug Anderson, and by the way, Doug is right now on the other end of the phone at an amusement park, which kind of goes along with this CD title, Dreamin' Wide Awake. I kind of think I get this image of going down a really scary roller coaster thrill with your eyes wide open, fully anticipating the free fall drop or something, but yet you're enjoying the thrill all the way. No closing your eyes, right?
Absolutely not. We wrote the song. Joe Lindsay and Wayne Hahn actually came to my little town of LaPel, Indiana, and not much to do in LaPel. There's an ice cream store, and there's a little grocery store, and of course all the ball games that go on. LaPel's the kind of town that closes down at 9 p.m. when there's a ball game going on. So they stayed with us for a week, and they witnessed everything that we do as a family throughout the week. And I wanted to write a song that was about my hometown experience and about what we do on the in our downtime when we're not on the road. And they came up with a fantastic song. It's actually one of my favorites on the project, Dreamin' Wide Awake.
We celebrate the little things like Tuesdays and Thursdays and the last day of school. There's nothing more important than the porch swing or the first dive of the season when they open up the pool. Well, I know it isn't fancy, this small town way of life, but I wouldn't trade a kingdom for my two girls and my wife. When I close my eyes at night, I see it. My life as I had hoped it would turn out. I'm standing here in showers of sweet blessings, when the best that I deserved was a drought. Well, I shake my head and wonder that this isn't some mistake, when I open up my eyes and find each morning I'm dreaming wide awake.
Dreaming wide awake.
When we ride our bikes down to get ice cream, oh, on Main Street, my heart beats. I'm such a lucky guy. Or sitting in the bleachers for the home team. Well, we're all here, we all cheer, feeling so alive. And in church on Sunday morning, when the preacher starts to speak, I have to smile, cause it feels like I've been in church all week. So when I close my eyes at night, I see it, my life as I had hoped it would turn out. I'm standing here in showers of sweet blessings, the best that I deserved was a drought. Well, I shake my head and wonder that this isn't some mistake, when I open up my eyes and find each morning I'm dreaming wide awake. Starts again. So when I close my eyes at night, I see it, my life as I had hoped it would turn out. Oh, I'm standing here in showers of sweet blessings, when the best that I deserved was a drought. Well, I shake my head and wonder that this isn't some mistake, when I open up my eyes and find each morning I'm dreaming wide awake.
So you give back to your community now. How has the community so far embraced your music in this new chapter, knowing that hey, this is not just you being a part of another quartet, and that's cool, and there's a lot of notoriety that comes with that, but this is you, and this is bringing a piece of LaPel really to the national stage.
You know, it's a different chapter in my life. When we were growing up, as a teenager and as a young kid, I was always the athlete. I mean, I was known around town as the basketball player, the football player. So that was kind of my identity growing up through town. And when I changed and went to music, which a lot of people in the town knew I liked music, but they didn't know that I was that serious about it. So when I started traveling and then they started seeing me on TV and things like that, which is, it's a humbling experience. They all finally jumped on board. A lot of them were like, you're going to do what for a living? Which I laugh at that now, and a lot of other people do too. But they've embraced. It's just a different chapter of the Anderson family and what we've done. And they're very proud. And I, you know, it makes me more proud that they're proud of what we're doing than about anything. So we're thrilled to be back there. That's one of the reasons we moved back into that little town, because we wanted our kids to live there and have the same kind of people, the good people around them that we did. And it's a whole experience. It's a whole circle. It goes that way. And man, it couldn't be any better for me. It might not be fancy to a lot of people, but that's what makes us tick. And that's who we are.
Do your kids ever get tired of the stories you tell? Oh, we used to go here as a kid. Oh, this remember when this was that and this was that?
Oh, I get the roll of the eyes a lot, but it's still fun to tell those old stories.
Well, if any of your city council members are listening, this is our plea. Whenever we pass through LaPel, Indiana, we want to see, welcome to LaPel, home of Doug Anderson. Okay?
You know what? That would embarrass me to death, and I hope that never happens.
So you'll let the kudzu grow up over that part of the sign, huh?
Yeah. Let's let that grow. I don't need any of that. We just love being a part of that community, and man, it's just, they've been a huge support to us over the years, and that's good enough for me.
Well, speaking of support, Doug Anderson's the kind of guy that when you meet him and you see him and you've met him before, he comes back with an encouraging word and really is a supporter of other people. And that really goes a long way, I think, to communicating and connecting with people. And this new project is connecting in some cool ways. Dreaming Wide Awake, you've got a brand new website that has come out alongside this project, right?
Yeah, DougAndersonMusic.com. Also, Twitter is DougAnderson34. And I've been able to meet a lot of new people through this. And it's weird. It's great being in the quartet because, you know, you have the great platform and you get to see all those fans. But to have people calling me and connecting me just for me is different for me. So it's a learning process for us. And we've got the website going, the store's going. And so we're getting to meet a whole new division of people that we haven't been able to reach through a quartet. So I'm ecstatic of what's going on, and I hope it never changes.
Some say he was just a good man, that he had a good plan, and he did a lot of good while here. Some say he was quite a teacher, just some kind of preacher, misguided but always sincere. There are two sides to every story. I believe he's the God of all glory. Yeah.
Some say they will what they will,
but I know that he's real, and his grace has brought me safe this far. Some say he's a fraud, there's no God, but I know he's alive. He's alive and living in my heart. Some say there's only one way out of so many ways, and it's up to us to pick and choose. Some say he was divinity, but to a lesser degree, and he said some things we all could use. There are two sides to every story. I believe he's the God of all glory. Look at the way that he loves. How can you
Daniel Britt and Friends. He asked if I would give my all. I trembled and replied, there's not much here that you would want, just fragments of a life. I'd wasted so much through the years with choices that just brought me tears. Everything I'd ever gained was lost. So there I stood with empty hands at Calvary's cross, and he said, I'll take what's left, what's broken and shattered. I'll find the pieces you have lost. I'll take what's left, no matter where they've scattered. I'll take you just the way you are. There's no need to spend another day feeling like you do. I'll take what's left and make it new. I don't know why he'd go so far to do the things he's done. What would he gain by loving me, the most unworthy one? To think of where I was back then and all the things that might have been, I'll forever bless that special. When I brought my tattered life to him, and I heard him say, I'll take what's left, what's broken and shattered. I'll find the pieces you have lost. I'll take what's left, no matter where they've scattered. I'll take you just the way you are. There's no need to spend another day feeling like you do. I'll take what's left and make it new. I'll take what's left and make it new.
Solo event, people still want to hear a little bit of signature sound influences or a hit or two that you do with the guys. Do you have a favorite that you just kind of have to do, even though it's really more of the quartet song?
Yeah, there's a couple that I do by myself when the group's not around. Forgiven Again would be a major one, written by Bill and Gloria Gaither and Benji Gaither, one of my good buddies. People want to hear that one, and then they want to hear the song Until We Fly Away.
Yeah,
it's a song that we do with the group pretty much every night. And so I've incorporated that. Learning from Ernie Haas, you want to give the people, you want them to hear your new stuff, but you you really want them to be comfortable, and you want them to hear the things that they came to hear to begin with. So I'm sensitive to that, and I know signature sound is what got me where I'm at, and, you know, I'm okay with that too. So we just keep plugging, and And things are going well. Things are working. So why change it?
To the man on the brink of despair, are you feeling like nobody cares? To the woman at the well of regret, searching for love that you haven't found yet, feeling hurt that you just can't forget. Disillusion from innocence lost, nursing the wounds from the battles you fought. But there is still hope at the foot of the cross. So hold on, confused, wondering where it will end. There's a way you can know that wherever you've been, you can make your way home and be forgiven again.
Doug Anderson, again, the project is Dreamin' Wide Awake, and I want to get this out there real clear. It is a solo project, yes. It is not a departure from signature sound. No, no. So get that straight. Get the facts right.
Absolutely.
And once you get the facts right, get the CD. And it certainly is available wherever fine Christian music is sold, both in the stores and digitally, and of course through his website as well. Hey, we've got a big announcement here right on the heels of this broadcast that we want to talk about. And it's with your involvement with Signature Sound, something you guys did last Labor Day, and it's coming back around again for Labor Day 2011. Major announcement that we have, right, Doug?
Absolutely. We are going to be singing at the Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Atlanta 500. And it was something we did last year. And you know what? A lot of people come and ask you, what's the neatest thing you've ever done? And that, I would say, was probably the highlight of my Signature Sound career, was to sing it at the NASCAR race. And we liked it so much, and they liked it so much, and they were happy with our performance that they invited us back. So here in just a few weeks, we'll be back there, and I hope it becomes a yearly thing. I hope it becomes a standard of what we do, because my family grew up watching NASCAR, and my wife's family grew up watching NASCAR, so it's a thrill for us. We're fans. So to go down there and just to be a part of that, and last year we got to do the pace cars and sign the track, and it'll be broadcast on ESPN again. So and that way we're able to reach a lot of people who wouldn't listen to our music, and they hear us on there. And, sure. And they come searching for Signature Sound. And then when they find Signature Sound, they find the message. Absolutely. Which it's a great circle.
Hey, you enjoy the rest of your anniversary. We did the same thing this year. At our anniversary, we took the kids to a theme park. So great minds think alike.
That's right, buddy. I'll take it.
Hey, Doug, thanks for the music, and thanks for taking some time on a busy day. And we'll be sure to keep listening to the great tunes, and the way you've put your heart into this really shows. Dreaming Wide Awake, Doug Anderson. And it's been a good time.
Thanks for the opportunity, Daniel.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.